It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Hello and welcome to Series 3 of the Vinyl Countdown. I'm Jonathan Charles, and over the next quarter of an hour, I'll be sharing some great music on vinyl with you and my 10-year-old son, Max.
Well, we're back. However, I'm not utterly convinced that this series could be as good as our second series, which I loved. However, we have another episode from me this series with an extra special you can look forward to.
I think, by the way, it's going to be better than our second series. We're starting this new series of the Vinyl Countdown with one of the most famous musical intros in pop music. As entrancing now as it was some four decades ago, when I first started broadcasting.
Even I love it.
We'll be right back.
Hotel California from the Eagles. It was number one in the States in 1977 and got to number eight in the UK. A great piece of lyric writing. Always feel you can imagine being on a dark desert highway. Cool winds in your hair. You like that song, don't you, Max?
Yes, I really love it because there's a lot of harmony. It all really changes. Halfway through, there's a nice guitar solo.
Yeah, it's fantastic, the guitar playing. You can really hear the strumming of those notes.
It's the sort of thing where if something grim's happened, your flight's cancelled or something along those lines, you can just sit around and listen to that for 6 hours.
And it's 6.5 glorious minutes, never mind 6 hours. The record company weren't too happy about releasing it, Max, as a single, because they thought radio stations wouldn't play it. It's just too long, they said. Same as actually EMI, if you remember, we were talking Bohemian Rhapsody a short while ago.
Would say, it goes on forever.
Yes, Ray Foster of EMI at the time said about Bohemian Rhapsody, 6 minutes was way too long, didn't it?
Yes.
And that's exactly what they said about this. And when you look at the album cover as well, you can see this fantastic view of what is supposed to be Hotel California. It was actually another famous Los Angeles hotel that they used as the picture.
Yes. I like the palm trees in the background.
Yeah, they're all over the cover there. The palm trees, you can see a hotel. And there's that writing, Hotel California, very 1970s, as though it's written in neon. Great. Now, they really epitomised the Eagles, didn't they? The laid-back, highly produced sound of the West Coast of America.
Yeah, and our next artist did just that as well.
Well, yes, we love our musical connections on the Vinyl Countdown. What is the link between the Eagles and this next supergroup, who also had hit after hit in the late 1970s and early 1980s?
We'll be right back.
Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, number one in the United States and number 24 in the UK charts in 1977. It came from the album Rumours, which, just like Hotel California, is one of the best-selling albums of all time. 100 million copies sold worldwide, Max. I really like it. What do you think?
Well, it's a really interesting song. Everything is, well, it's very varied. There's a lot of different instruments.
Give me an example.
The singing, it's very, to be honest, it's very simple, but simplicity is the best thing.
I think Stevie Nicks' voice as well, she's the female singer on that, she sounds very ethereal, almost like a ghost in the way she sings.
Well, yeah, it's just very, it's a bit eerie because she's very relaxed and...
Very relaxed in a Californian way. Now, when Stevie Nicks wrote that and played it to the rest of Fleetwood Mac, they thought it was boring, Max.
How come?
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
So what do Fleetwood Mac have in common with the Eagles, Hotel California? What do you think, Max?
Well, they're both from California.
Yeah, so Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac is from California. Actually, there are a couple of Brits in Fleetwood Mac as well. The Eagles, of course, are a West Coast band heavily influenced by West Coast California music.
And they came, their singles came out and albums came out at a very similar time.
Yeah, they were both from 1977. Amazing that two records, two albums, which went down in musical history, both came out in 1977. Lindsey Buckingham, as I said, came from California and brought that Californian sound very evidently, I think, to that record. It just sounds so West Coast American.
Going back to what you said about the year that they were both in
1977.
Well, 77 was a very good year for music. All of... The good hit came out in 77.
Yeah, in my mind, 77, 78, 79, or perhaps 1980. They're great years for music.
Yeah.
And we feature lots of them right here on the Vinyl Countdown.
Vinyl Countdown. Jonathan Charles.
Now, in each edition of the Vinyl Countdown, we bring you a track that you may have forgotten. This one has a great rhythm and intriguing lyrics that really grab your attention.
Thank you.
the very first single from UB40. Food for Thought got to number 4 in the UK charts in 1980. They went on to have many, many more hits. They're one of the most successful reggae acts of all time, Max, selling 70 million records. Well, I've asked you, Max, to find out a bit more about them.
Well, yeah, they came from Birmingham and were heavily influenced by reggae. They had more than 50 singles in the charts.
An amazing number.
I know, it's shocking. The band recorded that track and rested the album in the garden in of a friend's house, and sometimes you can hear birds chirping in the background.
Yeah, I rather like that, the fact that they did that single on Next to No Money, recording it in a friend's garden, and you can hear those birds.
Yeah.
That's really strange, isn't it? I'll give you another fact as well. Shall I give you another fact about UB40?
I hope so.
They spent 214 weeks in the singles charts in the 1980s, the longest of any band at the time, sharing that record with a group called Madness.
Wow, I've never heard of Madness before.
That is madness that you've never heard of Madness.
Pond City! Season 3 edition.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!
And that's it from this edition of the Vinyl Countdown. All the music is played under license by the UK Performing Rights Society.
I'm starving. I'm off to go have dinner. Bye!
See you next time when we're back with the Vinyl Countdown.
It's the Vinyl